The WLEW, News and Public Affairs Department, now presents What Do You Think? Here is your host, Craig Routson, with today's topic.
Good morning. We have a couple of guests in the studio because a couple of things are coming up in conjunction with each other this weekend in Bad Axe. We have Danielle McKimmy. She's from Thumb Industries. They have a craft show this weekend. And we have Mike Krause from the Bad Axe Rotary. They have a car show again in Bad Axe, again, coming up this Saturday. Welcome to the show, and welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for asking.
Thank you, Craig.
Okay, again, we kind of talked about it beforehand, but how did these two come together? Because, you know, they don't fight each other, but apparently there was some thought that there's going to be some benefit with the coming of these two together.
Well, I think, you know, the Rotary's always been interested in doing things for the community. I know Thumb Industries does this the same way. But we basically started this process for Rotary back in January, getting the board's approval to have a car show. It's our first one, the Rotary sponsors. And as we got going, a lot of advertisement was going out, and I think Danny might have picked up on the opportunity, which we think is great.
Absolutely. I think we definitely share the same kind of audience. Thumb Industries is also a member of the Bad Axe Rotary. You know, so we definitely, like Mike said, like to give back to our community as well. So we thought it might be a good match.
Now, you've had the craft show for a couple of years, but the car show is new for you folks this year. Is it difficult in just a couple of months to pull it all together, or did you have people with some experience who knew what they were doing?
We've got several car guys that are involved in the process that are not Rotary members, but they're guys that are interested in cars and have gone to a lot of car shows. But Heather Drayback from Thumb Bank of Trust really is a great help. She's the co-chair from Rotary. And she just jumped right in with her and her staff to help us out where we needed. So it's, you know, after you've gone to enough of the car shows, you kind of have a feel for what works and what doesn't work. And we kept our time from 11 till 3. It's about a four-hour show. Somebody wants to travel in, they can get in from, you know, Lapeer, you know, Emily City fairly easy and get back home before dark. That's the main thing, avoid deers on the way home.
And you don't want to spend all that money fixing up and then have Bambi for a hood ornament.
Right. And so, you know, we've tried to design it around what would fit with the car guys. And I think it'll be a great show. I think we're expecting over 100 cars. And we just hope everybody turns out to look at what these guys have worked on.
And when you have your first show, you get an idea of turnout. Maybe it needs to be longer next year. You don't know.
Right.
These are some of the things that kind of evolve as the events go through the years.
Yeah, right. I think that's our goal, is to provide something for the community. And really what we grew into was we wanted it to be a fundraiser for a specific organization. And so our car show, any proceeds from the car show will go directly to the boys' baseball programs, the youth boys baseball programs, and the youth girls program, which is kind of like Little League put together for boys and girls now.
And it's kind of the little step up of the older kids.
Yeah, it goes to 14, like age 14, from what, about 5 years old to age 14?
Yep, they start at about 5 in T-ball and age out at 14.
So they're going to do the parade in the morning, the Little League is, at 9 a.m. Not through downtown. It's coming a different way. It's coming up Bad Axe Road up to the baseball fields from
Soper Road.
From Soper Road this year.
Well, there is a detour in there, and MDOT is not beholden to closing down a detour.
Right,
Right.
So we're going to put some cars in that, lead the parade. After the ceremonies are done, our car show registration starts at 10, the car show at 11.
And where is all this happening? I guess we didn't say that yet, because in town here there's traffic going in and around, detours and such. You are going to be located where?
Downtown at the Bad Axe City Park. So we're going to be there by the library and the basketball courts. And we'll have all of the cars and the vendors set up throughout that area.
Vendors on the lawn, the cars on the street, as much as
you can. A little bit of both.
Absolutely.
Don't put the ones with big heavy tracks on them on their grass, because the city won't like it.
Yeah. We're hoping to have to be able to put some cars in the park, and Danny's going to have part of hers in the area too, because it's just it's really nice to have a car show under the trees. The venue is important, for at least for me. When I go to a car show, I don't really like sitting out in an open parking lot in July. I want to have a tree someplace. So, you know, we're trying to do it. If it's too wet, we'll stay on the road.
Absolutely.
He obviously has not had to take a box of tissue along to get the bird stuff off under a tree.
Yeah. But the trees are nice. It really is a pleasant place to be.
What kind of crafts are you going to have here? People are, you said you look for Mom's Day, there'd be things for that, and there's a whole range of things coming in.
We've got a whole range of vendors that are actually going to be with us on Saturday.
You said close to like 20?
We're going to have between 20 and 25 vendors. I am still actually having vendors contact me, so if you know you'd still be interested in being a vendor with us, please feel free to contact Thumb Industries.
Is it an advantage that you're kind of getting this in before all the Memorial Day farmers markets open up on the
Absolutely.
Weekends?
Absolutely.
These vendors will
It's a great opportunity. Yep, it's a great opportunity for vendors because it's kind of really one of the first outdoor events starting off the summer season. So, but we are definitely going to have great vendors if you're looking for unique Mother's Day gifts. I mean, we are going to have anything from, if Mom likes chocolate, we're going to have some great chocolates, as well as bird feeders, outdoor...
Samples of the chocolate?
Oh, yes, there's definitely samples, and we'll have, you know, lots of outdoor items for sale, yard games, you know, but a lot of really great, unique things that you could pick up for Mom.
And... The proceeds that you get from, and I assume it's from the vendors for getting a table or whatever, this goes to Thumb Industries.
Correct. Yep. All of our vendor fees will go to Thumb Industries and the programs, as well as the consumers that we serve.
And of course, with vendors, there's always the dickering that goes on. Everybody wants to get a bargain, and so what's on the thing isn't necessarily what you have to pay. If you can dicker them down a little bit, everybody feels happy about it. Maybe not the people who are selling it. They like full price, that's part of the fun of these types of events.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Feeling
always looking
bargain.
For a bargain.
Now, you're just going to kind of scatter them so that you aren't putting competition next to each other, I would think. You would try to give them a little bit of a cushion with something totally different next door so it doesn't, you know, lend itself, you know, if you know, people are passing you by because what's next door they like a little better.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. We, you know, definitely like to, especially with vendors, you know, that maybe sell some retail items that are out there. We only allow one of those vendors per our event, so we're not duplicating items as well. And then, you know, we kind of look to set people up where things are going to complement each other as well.
And is there still time if a vendor wanted to participate?
Absolutely. There is definitely still time for a vendor to contact us if they would like, you know, be interested in having a space at the event. You know, up until Friday afternoon, I'll be going and getting everything laid out and set up Friday afternoon. So as long as I know ahead of time, we can go ahead and add you to the event, and we'd love to have extra people.
Now, is this, if that's the right term for using it, is this rustic vendors? There's no electricity, that type of thing out there for them. Some people have adding machines and stuff that they do when they're calculating up what they owe you and what you owe them and stuff, but I didn't know if there's anything out there like that. It is a park, and it's not designed to have a plug every 6 feet.
Correct. I do have a couple of vendors that do require electricity. That's not an issue for us. You know, the city's always been very good about working with us, and if I have a vendor that needs electricity, we can get that and supply that.
And it may limit where you're going to be parked because you have to be close to the source.
Correct. Yep.
We can get her hooked up. It's
yes.
Not a problem. Got some experience doing that.
Do some
times.
Of the car people need electricity sometimes?
No, not really. But there is power at the pavilion. So we've got a special DJ this year doing the doing all our announcing and playing music. It's Gerald Prill. He's going to do all the music and introduce the prize winners for the cars and the silent auction that we're having for the Tiger memorabilia.
And we want to get into details of some of this stuff.
Great. But, you know, it's just been an easy process, and Danny's Thumb Industries is a great partner to work with. They've been really very accommodating. We're trying to make everybody happy. And the Little League is really entwined in this whole thing, too. They're actually going to be giving a bike away at their opening ceremonies that were donated by Walmart, two bikes, so that's a great thing.
And their concession stand is going to be available for food,
right,
as I understood as well from the talks.
But we're actually taking food from the concession area over to the pavilion.
So you don't have to walk all the way through the ball.
Yeah, us old guys don't like walking that far sometimes, so we'll make it convenient for people.
People in this area, they'll walk a mile if it's food.
But,
okay, now you were talking about some of the things. You're going to have a silent auction?
Right. We've got the prizes. We're going to have the top 10 cars be selected by judges.
They judge based upon standardized testing for authenticity and the level of restoration, all these types of things,
right,
that the common person only knows what they like and they know what they're seeing.
We've got people that are experienced that have done cars or been around cars, so you know it's trying to be fair. We also have goodie bags for the first 150 cars that arrive, and those goodie bags have different things that the merchants have provided us.
Are you talking the cars in the show?
Cars in the show.
Because I can see people driving up, and where's my goodie rag?
Yeah, no, this is just participants. There's a $10 registration fee for the cars, and which will go directly to the Little League programs.
And that's the good part, is that it's all going to a good cause.
Yeah, right. The businesses in the community has just been phenomenal. We've had over 35 sponsors who have paid cash to help, that will be donated directly to the Little League to sponsor our programs. So it's a sizable amount of money that we're going to raise during this one-day event.
What do you have up for auction?
We've got our friend, dear friend, Rotary member Lynn Abke came back from Florida. He has a place down in Lakeland where he spends a lot of time at Tiger games. He brought back a number of items that we're going to auction, have a silent auction that the public can get involved in for these items. We've got an Alkaline El Tigre jersey for the El Tigre games that they have during the season with Alkaline's autograph. We've got a Alan Trammell Hall of Fame hat that Alan Trammell's autographed, and Lynn Abke has vouched that these are original autographs. They're not just fake. He didn't buy them off the internet, and so Lynn will be there to kind of explain how he got them. We've got a Lance Parrish autographed baseball, and one that's really special, which would be a nice Mother's Day gift from somebody that has a mother or a wife or that has really likes the Tigers. It's a Lou Whitaker autographed collage of pictures with he and Alan Trammell during the game. It's very, really fascinating. So they might have some competition bidding on that one, because I know I have a wife that likes the Tigers too.
But that's the thing about a silent auction is, you know, you go up there and you write your bid down and somebody else can write their bid down. You go back and you, you know, you can keep a little better to your budget than the heat of the moment with a blah, 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 auctioneer. You can keep going, and then all of a sudden, what did I just bid? Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I think
these are, you'll know what you're bidding.
Yeah,
and there'll be a time frame that, you know, these are done at this time, and so you know about 5 minutes before that, check to see if you really want it, go back and see what the latest bid is, and put your $1 more onto it, and away you go.
Well, we'll have increments, you know, the increments for the next bid on each one.
Oh,
so it won't be at 50 cents or a dollar. This is a fundraiser for the Little League. So that's, you know, this is not just coming to see, getting a bunch of free things. We want to try to support this program that's got, I'm guessing, over 200 kids involved yet. And it's a great program. So they need all kind of the support that we can give them.
And they have been doing fabulous work. They got the new concession stand thing built, and that really helped them with storage and everything else. So you know, everybody chips in and helps on this, and it's great for the kids and the community.
Yeah, and having this, as Danny mentioned, with the you know, the craft show, this is the first car show in the Thumb. Nobody's has one earlier than that. So everybody's just been itching to get their car out of the shed, And last week, if you drove around Bad Axe in the nice day on Sunday, there were cars everywhere. So we just want everybody to come out. You know, if you got two or three of them, bring them out. We'll help you shuttle them back and forth if you need help. But just come out and let's make this car show the biggest one in the thumb.
And the great thing about car shows is that you get a chance to talk to the person. You see what it took to restore it, what all went into it. A lot of times you just see the outside, and there's a whole lot that goes on the inside that has to be done. It has to be done the way it was, and there's not always a lot of people who know how to do standard brakes that aren't self, you know, when you back up, they don't
adjusting.
Self-adjust, yeah, or anti-lock and all the other stuff that we have today. These were manual, and these people had the knowledge of how to set them and make them work, and so all four stopped at the right
right.
the right pressure, right, instead of one of them really grabbing. There was a real art to that. And, yeah, and there was a, it was an era where you could understand the car. Today you go in to get something fixed and you didn't even know that part was on there. And but in the old days it was the cylinders, the distributor, the generator and or alternator, and away you go.
I think it's about passing this on to the next generation too of kids that can't, you know, they look at all the new stuff that they buy but really can't work on it a lot. This is a good way for young people to learn what it's all about and get their hands involved in it. It's a great hobby.
And you can pass along that love for cars, because I see online and stuff so many things where they say that, you know, it isn't what it used to be. When we grew up, you know, you all wanted a car, and sometimes kids don't even get a driver's license. Maybe get them interested young and get a whole new generation of car buffs out there.
Exactly. That's our goal.
And craft buffs, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Are any of them necessarily going to be doing anything making crafts at the event, or is it pretty much sales?
No, basically everything's going to be a finished product that'll be sold. So, well, like I said, we've got a wide range of vendors that are going to be there. And I think overall it's just going to be a really great day for our community, you know, getting out, you know, with softball and baseball starting in the morning and that parade, and then moving into the car show and the craft show, and, you know, getting people downtown to move around and get involved with the community and help us raise money for good causes.
And it's for Thumb Industries, your part for the vendor fees and such. Thumb Industries has a lot of programs.
We do. We have a lot of programs out there. you know, we do a large manufacturing piece at our main facility. We have janitorial as well as commercial lawn mowing. And then we have our thrift store, which I think everyone is familiar with in the community. And then we also have our recycling program.
I'm sure you'll probably have information on how they can participate in some of this out there, so that if they're interested, they'll know how to recycle, they'll know how to get lawn service if they need it, because you do offer that.
We do. And
it's all for the benefit of your clients, the people who are learning skills, becoming a part of the community, and that maybe in past years it seemed like it was never going to happen, but we try to make it happen here locally, and have been doing it for a long time on different levels under different names and titles, but the thing in the end is that getting everybody in the community inclusive into what we have.
Absolutely. I mean, Thumb Industries has been in our community for over 45 years, serving our individuals, helping them to learn work skills, life skills, and get them integrated and working within our community.
And that satisfied look on their face when they get a paycheck, just like everybody else.
Absolutely. Nothing better than that.
Well, I appreciate you coming out today. So again, this is Saturday.
Yep.
When does it start?
Car show registration is at 10. The car show starts 11 till 3 p.m.
11 till 3 is when the public comes through and view. The 10 o'clock car people get lined up, shown where they can park, what they can do. Do people need to bring anything? Is there going to be water available?
We'll have some refreshments available. There's some water, hot dogs and chips, and it looks like Danny's got some chocolate ready for anybody that wants to wander around. So, and if there's anything else, I mean, there's a lot of different restaurants close by downtown. If they want a little bigger meal, there's a lot of things that they can, within walking distance, do that too.
Well, that's a lot of what the city likes about these types
Correct.
Of events, is that people come in and they see what the city has to offer, and that they are open on Saturdays to enjoy.
That's correct. So we'll try to encourage people to walk downtown and see what's there too.
Absolutely. And I mean, the city has been, I think, really great with coordinating with both Mike and I, and wanting to help us make our events as successful as possible.
And in the end, craft show proceeds go to Thumb Industries, the car show goes to the youth baseball and softball programs in the area, and it's a win-win-win.
Yep, exactly.
For the community and the kids.
Absolutely.
Again, thanks for being here.
Thank
Hope
you.
Hope you get a great turnout. I know it's your first, it's not your first craft show, Danielle, but it's the first car show that you've put under, and so hope you get a good turnout. I hope the weather holds out for you.
Sounds like it's going to.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we will clue you in on all the latest in the news. Just keep it right here.